Blog Talk Radio.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting ready.
Hallelujah. God's doing a new thing. God is doing a brand new thing. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul. I am your host, evangelist, attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. I welcome everyone who's tuned in with me right now. Say good morning, good morning, good morning. I got some fire for you today. We're in the book of Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Again, I'm in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. While you are getting those Bibles ready, let me go ahead and give you a few reminders. Number one, make sure you tune in with me here live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern on Daily Fire by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's R-A-W-S as in Sam, I.org. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study, make sure you tune in using that same method. Call 323-870-4180 or online, rossi.org, on the broadcast page. Now, if you are unable to tune in live, you need to still ensure that you get this fresh word, this fresh fire every day. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. So the recording will be texted to you Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern if you cannot tune in live. Again, text the message or letters DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text, which includes today's teaching. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, as well as the ability to see my itinerary, sermons, send me your prayer requests and testimonies, and to help spread the gospel and save souls by donating to Rossi Williams Ministries on my website, rossi.org, rawsi.org. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I got a great topic for you today. I am in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, reading verses 14 through 16 from KJV. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light, last verse, so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Praise God for his word. Come on and amen. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is Christians and Trump's impeachment trial. Christians, glory, those who have been redeemed, those who name the name of Christ, Christians and Trump's impeachment trial. Well, today's the first day, right? It is Tuesday, January 21st, 2020. And today begins the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump in the United States Senate. The House of Representatives has impeached him, and recently they delivered those articles of impeachment over to the Senate. They hand-delivered them, and in doing so, they have triggered the commencement of the impeachment trial. The Chief Justice of the Supreme Court is presiding, and the senators are jurors. So this is the third president to be impeached in U.S. history. And there are many, many feelings about this situation. There are many opinions. And this situation and the current President Trump and his administration has become so polarizing that it has gotten to the point where people are physically fighting. People and families are turning against one another to the point that they don't speak over whatever side of the aisle you stand on regarding President Trump, the 45th president of the United States. Now, some people say that if he is acquitted, it is partisan politics. It is only because he's a Republican and the Republicans hold a majority in the Senate. But others say if he is acquitted, it is because of the rule of law that the prosecutors or impeachment managers from the House failed to prove the facts of their impeachment charges. And then others will say if he loses that it is because his team failed to do their job. And some will say that, again, it is partisan politics. But I came to remind you today, glory, that as Christians, we have a correct and godly response. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verses 14 through 16 that I read unto you, the underlying principle of everything that we do and say has been given unto us, and it is to remember who you are. At all times, remember the core of who you are. Well, who are you at your core? You are the light of the world. Glory. You are the light that shineth in darkness. And because of that, your light is supposed to so shine, be so bright, 100 watts, that when men see the light in you, when they hear the words you speak, it draws them unto the Father. It gives glory unto God. Let your light so shine, brother. Let your light so shine, sister. Your Christianity is not something that you can lay down and pick up at will. It's supposed to be the very essence of you, the very core of you, the anointing of God, which destroys every yoke, which comes in and converts sinners. It is supposed to be so prominent in you, so powerful in you. It is supposed to be such a priority at the foremost portion of you, glory, that even when you speak on things that are controversial, people get goosebumps. Why? Not because of you, but because of the anointing of Christ that lives in you, that reminds you that in that conversation you will have about the impeachment, you have the ability still to win a soul or to repulse or push away a soul. Glory. Let your light so shine. Christians in Trump's impeachment trial. Now, this does not mean that you have to agree that he should be convicted, or that you have to agree that he should be acquitted. It does not mean, brothers and sisters, that you cannot have a position on the matter. I mean, as an attorney, I've already set my system up to TiVo it or record it, because I won't be able to watch all of it live, but I want to go back through it because I want to see it, and legally I want to analyze it. I want to look at the evidence, and you know, I've already been discussing this with people. Some people feel witnesses must be called. Some people feel witnesses shouldn't be called. And what I say legally is, look, every witness that the House wanted, they should have subpoenaed and fought for the subpoena all the way through the Supreme Court if they had to, while they had the case. Because once you turn it over to trial, and I can say this as a defense attorney, it's not my job to come in and prove your case. You indict. That is what, you know, impeachment articles are similar to an indictment. You said you had the evidence. You come in through your prosecution and prove your case. So I'm looking to see what's going to happen here. And I'm excited about it. Not because it's impeachment. See, as Christians, we ought not to have an excitement about the fact that there is just an impeachment. It ought not to make us feel good that any person, any president is in this situation, whether he caused it on himself or not, because, you know, it comes in and it interferes with the other things that have to be done in our nation. But if you feel he should have been impeached, that's fine. If you feel he should not have been impeached, that's fine. All I'm saying is that let your light shine. Let your light shine. Some of us have gotten to the point where you are name calling other people. Glory. I mean, you're calling people dummies and fools. And, you know, if you're a Republican, you're calling the Democrats names. And if you're a Democrat, you're calling the Republicans name. Where is your light? Where is the glory to the Father? Why can you not respectfully disagree? As an attorney, day after day, I have to present my case. Maybe it's to a judge, maybe it's to a jury. My role is not to denigrate them nor call them names, but to convince them glory of why they ought to come over to my side based on facts, the evidence. If you are a Christian, glory, let your light shine. If you don't like the president's actions, say so while letting your light shine. If you like his actions, say so while letting your light shine. If you believe he ought to be removed from office, stand strong in your position, but let your light shine. If you believe he ought to remain in office, stand up with your back straight and say it loudly, but let your light shine. Whatever you got to say, glory, let your light shine. Proverbs, we're ready to go into prayer. Chapter 11, verse 30. The fruit of the righteous is true. He had winning souls and wise. Remember, being a Christian is poor. If you think our nation, we've now forgotten how to respectfully disagree. You don't have to agree with everything I agree with. And as a Christian, I'm not required to agree with everything you agree with, but we got to respectfully disagree. Kill the issue, defeat the issue, kill the sin, defeat the sin. But love first and let your light shine. Christians, in Ephesians 4:26 through 27, be angry, sin not. Let the sun go down in wrath, praise the devil. In other words, whatever you're about, resolve it. Don't hold it. Don't let it fester. Don't let it give you all us. And this is disregarding impeachment. But in every situation where the anger has come, and sometimes it was a righteous anger, resolve the issue. Don't give praise to the devil that even in your sleep, he still has you thinking about and dreaming about your enemies and opponents. No, the light in you is more powerful than the darkness in them. Let's get ready to pray. Oh, Father, we praise you and we glorify you. Come on and give him praise. Father, we thank you. We honor you. We love you today. God, you are worthy. God, you are worthy. God, you are worthy, worthy, worthy. And Lord, we come praying for everyone listening. We come praying for those listening live and those who will listen later. We come praying for our nation today. Father, we lift up the House. We lift up the Senate. We lift up the President. We lift up the Chief Justice. We lift up every person in every discussion. Even every argument, that we will let our lights shine. Father, Lord, we submit our nation to you. We come standing in the gap, saying, have your way, God. Bring us back together. Bring your divine peace, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We need you now. More than ever before, we need you now. We need your love and your forgiveness and your mercy. We need your goodness and your patience. We need your joy, unspeakable joy. Father, we need your healing and your deliverance. We need your sanctification. Lord, we need your unity. We need your unity. We need your unity in the name of Jesus. Father, do a miracle. Make a way, Father. Come in and do what only you can do in ways that only you can do it. We say hallelujah. We will forever give you the praise. Let your will be done in this impeachment trial. And let your will be done in us. Now, Lord, I need you to answer the prayers of those who are listening. I need you to go into their homes and on their jobs. I need you to go into their bodies. I need you to go into the bank accounts. I need you, Lord, to go into their marriages and their relationships with their children and families. And I need you, God, to bring the peace of God. Even, Lord, if the peace means that they must stay away, don't let it be angry mentality with the peace of Christ. Help us to let our light so shine. Let our light so shine. Let them shine, God. Let the power of God so shine that we win souls, that we glorify you, and we will forever give your name the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and say hallelujah. We're going to give the altar call and end with our task for today. Glory for those of you who are unsaved, who are backslidden, who've been speaking about this thing in such a way that nobody would even know you're a Christian. You've been cussing and name calling. You've been backbiting and you've been rude and racist to people. I need you to repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I will let my light so shine. I will watch my words. That I will watch what I do. So that it gives you the glory. I will disagree respectfully. I will agree respectfully. Even in my anger, I will let my light so shine. Because I am a Christian and I am a soul winner, I am wise. In the name of Jesus, come on and give God praise. Wherever you are, just tell him hallelujah. Tell them hallelujah again, amen. Let me make this final announcement, and then I will end with the task. Today is the final day to purchase my new book, 2020 Vision on How to Overcome Adversity, at the early release price. I'm telling you, I'm so excited because I'm giving you not only concrete steps on how to fight the enemies and the opponents in your life, including if the opponent is yourself in your own behavior. But I'm taking you through my own failures of how I got to the success and prominence as an attorney and minister and just as a person that I have today. All of you see me now and I clean up well, but it has not been easy. The Maserati, the Louboutins, the nice purses, everything you see now, woo, when you find out what I had to go through, my own failures, glory. So go to rossi.org and order today. Today's price is the last day that includes shipping, handling, and an autographed copy. It's $23.99. 2020 vision. All right, our topic for today is Christians and Trump's impeachment trial. Your task for today is to let your light shine. I need you to remember who you are as you discuss this hot button controversial issue. Believe what you want. It's okay, but let your light shine as you present your position. And then bless someone else by sharing this word so that they will also know to let their light shine and how to respectfully disagree. Just send them to rossi.org. They can hear the recording on the broadcast page. And for those of you who are following and receive text, forward this to at least three people today. Let's bring our nation together. All right, I'll see you in the morning. Go to rossi.org, enter your prayer requests and your testimonies, and make sure you order today. 2020 vision. Daily fire. I bring the fire, glory, so that we can burn up every obstacle. I'll see you in the morning. Your change. Love, you can disagree, but still live the life. It's been a long